Oasis Audio presents He Calls Me Friend by John M. Perkins with Karen Wattles. Read for you by Beresford Bennett. To my eternal friend, and to every friend who has walked with me since I entered the kingdom more than 62 years ago, to those who he used to undergird me in my pain, to give me hope when I had none, and to encourage me to keep moving forward. There would not be enough time or space to name every one of you, and because our friendship is so precious, I dare not risk missing or offending anyone. To each and every one of you, thank you for being with me through my life's journey. Thank you for being a friend. Forward. I'll never forget the first time I met Dr. John Perkins. He just radiates the love of Jesus and has a smile that lights up the room. If you've met him, you know what I mean. He's magnetic. We invited him to speak to our community a few years ago for his help, counsel, wisdom, and because of his life's work against the ravaging effects of racism. We wanted to be more intentional than ever to address the issues of racial reconciliation in this country and how we could be part of the solution. I had no idea what I was in for. I sat down for a conversation with Dr. Perkins, and I, along with our community, were sitting on the edge of our seats. None of us who were there that day will ever be the same. He and I became fast friends, and as they say, the rest is history. Now, I know the job of any good interviewer is to do his homework, but I humbly confess I had only time to briefly skim his most recent book. In the rush to make schedules work and to get him there, I didn't have many of the details of his story. So by the time he sat down with me for our conversation, I wasn't prepared in more ways than one. The more he talked, the more futile my questions felt, because all I wanted was to listen and then listen some more. I felt all these things that day: outrage, disbelief, compassion, an overwhelming love for Dr. Perkins. He shared his life with us in stories. Stories of his mother dying due to extreme poverty. How his brother was brutally murdered by a white police officer. How God turned his anger into action. And what is now an unmatched life and legacy of amazing faith. It was unbelievable how he openly shared with so much strength and humility and grace. He generously shared his life with us, complete strangers. Even through tears, his presence filled me with so much hope. I was left undone, but invigorated. Dr. Perkins has penned this work, He Calls Me Friend, with such beauty and authenticity because he's kept it pretty simple. He has chosen to know God and make him known. He has chosen to receive the friendship of God, much like a modern-day Apostle John, the self-proclaimed disciple Jesus loved so much. More precisely, he has chosen to fully embrace God the Father, his Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And Dr. Perkins's life has testified to the reality of this friendship time after time, challenge after challenge, and season after season. Just like Jesus's life, I see so clearly what makes Dr. Perkins's life and message so compelling. Jesus's life was filled with people, men and women he encountered and then embraced. Everyday people he ate meals with, weddings he attended, children he embraced, women he protected, and even a friend he brought back from the dead. Friends whose sorrows he shared and ultimately whose sin he assumed. He left for us a beautiful picture of godly friendship that was heart to heart and broke all the rules. And just like that, I am provoked all over again by John Perkins sharing his life with me, just as I was when we first met. I've often thought about him over the years and am still awestruck at how he's endured what he has endured. And he's smiling. I've even had very loud, I may have been shouting, conversations with God about it, asking, Lord, how? How has this man endured such pain, cruelty, and injustice, and still be so sweet? Listen, it's one thing.